everybody. Cal Banyan at Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Celeste Hackett. And I thought today I would have to say thank you to the crew, the guys who work every week to keep the websites going, to get the podcasts up. And so bring your faces into the camera, guys. This one over here is Taylor. This one over here is Chad. And you hear us talking about them. Say hello, guys.
Hi,
everybody.
All right. Bye. Don't let the door hit you on the, you know, on the way out. Okay, good. All right. Because, you know, we're always talking about Taylor and Chad. And, you know, we did that one podcast with Taylor and that kind of stuff. Hey, what's going on with you, Celeste?
Well, I wanted to show my crew, too. This is my crew. His name is Zorro. He's my dog. And this is my husband's hands, who will never show his face. Honey, come in here right now. See, I had to show the dog instead of my husband as my crew. Isn't that unfair?
Oh, gosh. You know, women are usually more persuasive than that.
I'm going to have to figure out a way, but he's camera shy. He's a radio guy, too. You'd think he wasn't.
Well, radio guys, if they wanted to be on TV, they'd be TV guys.
I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, plug your husband's show. Tell everybody where.
Yeah, you can go on the internet to hear his show. He does classical radio now, something that he really... not his favorite, because before he did adult contemporary music or top 40 formats, and now he's doing classical, which I think is really cool, Beethoven and all that kind of stuff. We have a big classical following here in Dallas, and it's WRR 101.1, right, honey? 101.1, and you can go on the internet. It's WRR101.com or 101.1, no. 101.com. And so you can listen to him. He's on the air in the morning, and you'll know him immediately because he has this British accent that is to die for.
Cool. Women, you guys like accents, don't you?
I do.
Accents, uniforms.
Yep.
Big guns, all that kind of stuff.
But also, I just love his soul.
Hey, so what are we doing today?
Well, you know, we got some questions coming in and that I wanted to go over with you, some that I think are really good.
Okay.
And I had something else. What did I want to say? So, you know, I'm preparing that series of working with family members, so I'm working on that. And I want to talk about, you know, the economy. Whew. You know, I want you to be watching for my next article because, you know, I usually give the dollars and cents for my business and my article, and a lot of people really like that. Because they kind of, I don't guess they gauge what they're doing, but they can see what they can do, and, you know, if they do some things that I've done in my area or whatever. Anyway, they like that. Don't ask me why. But things have changed, and it's been pretty interesting, because not only did the economy cause me to have to lower my prices, but also bringing my niece here in July, August, September, October, November, 5 months of trying to get her lined up in all kinds of services and working with her and spending time with her and that kind of stuff, plus the economy. But still, I've done so well and I'm so excited. Not that I made as much money as last year, but all my needs were met and beyond. So the next article is going to be really interesting about dollars and cents for this year in these troubled economic times.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
It reminds me, let's see, a week or two ago, on November 13th, I entered an article on hypnosis, on hypnosis.org and calbanyan.com, and it's about my friend, Jacob Bimblish, who's lives in New York. I just found it on the website as you're talking about it. And it says, here's a great article and video from the Wall Street Journal about my friend Jacob Bimblish, a New York hypnotist and a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. In addition to his regular hypnosis duties, he is also helping the financially stressed using hypnosis. This shows how hypnotists can prosper in these financially stressed times. And it goes on, so you can go there. And by the way, also on hypnosis.org, if on the bottom left-hand corner, I'm always posting news, hypnosis-related news. Let me see if I can pull up some of the most recent ones. Well, here's some from a couple weeks back. Scientific research indicates hypnosis may improve some type of hair loss. So I got a picture of a bald-headed guy there. And it's actually a recent article based on the research of Dr. Ria Wellenson of the Free University of Brussels and the American Academy of Dermatology. Click here to read the whole article. But there's certain kinds of hair loss that respond to hypnosis. And let me see if I can grab a couple more off that website, hypnosis.org. USC School of Dentistry teachers teaches hypnosis as an alternative to Novocaine, and so on. Whenever these things come out, I post them on calbanion.com and also on hypnosis.org, and there's always a link to the full article. Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, I've seen both of those articles. They're really fascinating and awesome, so you should go to calbanion.com and check them out. And I did really enjoy the one on Wall Street and hypnosis and the, you know, how the different people who were in the finance business were calling him left and right. And I have to admit that a lot of the people that have come to see me have either lost their jobs in the process. It's like, you know, the economy changed, or they got laid off, or they had different issues. And I even had some people who came who were laid off as they tried to keep their confidence up while they were looking for a job, and all with very good results.
Yeah. Hey, so go check out that article. And there's also a video of Jacob being interviewed. And he also teaches every year at the NGH convention. So make sure you go to that, too. All right. Hey, Celeste, did you put your mic on this time?
Honey, is my mic on? It's on me, but is it on? You didn't, you turned. Yes. It's kind of hard for me to see while it's on me. Okay. Looks good to me. I think it's on.
Last episode, it was a little echoey because it was on your desk, right?
Yes. And I had so much to say, too.
Well, we saved it. It all worked out okay. Good. All right. What you got for us today?
Question.
Okay.
It's a question about overcoming fear with doing hypnosis as a hypnotist. Gosh, we hear this a lot. So the question goes like this. I got certified to be a hypnotist 7 years ago. How do I ever overcome my fear of doing the work with clients? Is it necessary to sit in with a live hypnotist doing the work and watching? I don't know about you, Cal, but I've had several people ask me, can I just sit in and watch you? Because then I know I would be able to do it. And, you know, I've never allowed that. But that's the question. What do you have to say about that, Cal? What are your ideas and thoughts?
Well, let me talk about something as it kind of occurred to me. One is, you know what? I think that... Look, we have hundreds, we've had hundreds and hundreds, if not 1,000 people go through our classes. And, you know, some people do it and some people don't. And they got the same training. And so sometimes what you got to do is you got to go see a hypnotist and work on your anxiety and insecurity issues. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, just go do it. Go find a good hypnotist. Or learn self-hypnosis and work on yourself. Be a product of the product, so to speak. Be a professional of the profession. And just chalk it up as part of your education, too, to find out what it's like to be in that hypnosis chair yourself. And I think that's just so important because, you know, if you went through a class and there was 10 people in the class, and one person is successful, then you know what? Everything you got in that class you needed to be successful was in the class. And sometimes we have to take a hard look at ourselves. I remember I did an article once, it's on my blog, I go, got guts? I mean, it takes guts. Let me tell you, for the first year in this profession, I was scared all the time. I'm serious. I would have sweaty armpits. My wife got me these things to put in my coat so I didn't sweat through my coat. I was scared all the time. And fortunately, I had a lease and I'd opened up the hypnosis center, and I was more scared of my wife, Maureen, than I was of doing the work, because if I didn't go to work and make this a success, ooh boy, she would have been mad. And so just, you know, feel the fear and then do it anyway. So get some hypnosis, work on yourself, get your confidence level up, learn self-hypnosis. Of course, I recommend 5-Path and 7-Path. And then if you call your classmates and they say, hey, none of us are really doing it, then you need to go out and get more training. You know, I'm always hawking my stuff on the show, but the products that I create, the training materials, are really, they have one criteria, and that is I create stuff that I wish I would have had when I was newer in the profession. And the 5-Path DVD set, the new one, 5-Path 2.0, has been dubbed the confidence and skill building set. It's got 20 DVDs. at least two audio CDs and a data disc in there, and you can rewind it and build up your confidence and get started. Good. Anything else you can think of, Celeste?
Well, when you were talking about being scared all the time when you first started doing this work, boy, can I relate to that. And you remember I was three flights up by the dumpster working out of an apartment, not a beautiful hypnosis center like you. And I was really nervous and really didn't feel, really honestly, I didn't feel confident in the least. And Cal, you were scared of your wife, Maureen. I was scared of Walmart. Because I knew that if I didn't do this, I didn't know where I was going to be working, but I've always had this fear of having to go to work for Walmart or Kmart. I actually had to work at Kmart one time in my life between radio jobs. So that was a big fear. So I thought to myself, you know, if I don't do this, where will I end up? You know, I don't really want to go to college and take 4 years of something, and that doesn't guarantee something anyway. You know, you have to just make yourself do it. And the way that I made myself do it was my money was running out. You know, I looked at my bank account, you know, sink or swim. And I also did something else. And I, you know, this is an idea. You know, you can go and get your, you know, get work done on you, which is great. That will help a lot, a whole lot. Because, I mean, this is performance anxiety. We do this all the time with people, clients that come and see us. But another thing you can do, which will work a lot of times, and this is what I did, was I just kind of did a desensitization, I guess, process, because first I would have somebody like a friend or a family member, and I would do really, really basic stuff with them. And then I moved into working with people in the apartment complex for free for little things. And then as I kept seeing people and helping them, I mean, they couldn't really criticize me too much. It was free. And so that gave me confidence. And then I set a date that by the first of the year, I was going to start doing, you know, the advanced techniques, and I was going to start really charging money. And so I kept building myself up in my mind that I was going to do that. You know, if you keep telling yourself, you know, I'm going to charge and I'm going to be confident and this is what it's going to do and I'm going to somehow make this happen, just like anything else, it'll happen. You know, you just have to do the affirmations and put it in your mind. I also recommend that you do some sort of self-hypnosis practice or seventh path or meditation practice or something like that to clear out stuff that's subconscious. That will help you a lot of times. And, you know, Cal, he does hawk his stuff. He does hawk FivePath, but with good reason. It's a fabulous product. Do you think I get paid for being on the show? I don't. I'm on the show for one reason, to promote Cal Banyan's and FivePath. I love FivePath because it works, and I do think, I know I just bumped the mic there, I do think it can really change the world. And so that's why I like doing this. I want to be a part of something that's phenomenal, and this is, but we need more people doing it. And one of the things about FivePath that makes the hypnotist successful is other hypnotists who've done it and learned and are willing to share. You see, when I first, and I know, am I going on too much, Cal? Because I really want to get this in.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, because I know why I'm just talking, but this is important, okay? When I first learned FivePath, I was pretty scared to do it. And when I would run into a problem, I would feel frustrated, and I even cried a few times to my husband and said, I can't do this, I don't know what they're talking about, I don't know what they're doing. But then after I relaxed, I'd go online to the message board, and I would see that it really is real and it really does work, because all those hypnotists couldn't be saying the same thing, you know, talking about their clients with all these successes. It just, you know, at first I thought, gosh, you know, maybe this doesn't work. Maybe it's just something that is out there that is just to take my money. I really did that thought cross my mind. But then I'd go to the message board and I'd see all these hypnotists, and these messages were coming from all over the world. And so that kept me going. And then after a while, I realized the success bit by bit. And it was just phenomenal. And I sure hope that if you're a hypnotist, you get to have that kind of success with your clients, because you're going to be so happy. You're going to help people. And really, we are changing the world. The consciousness is changing in the United States and all over the world about how the subconscious works and hypnosis as a way of getting there and making changes. And there's one way to make permanent change, and it's getting at that subconscious material. There's one way to get at that subconscious material that's renowned, and it is hypnosis. Learn the techniques that get there and help people change, and you're going to love it. But you got to take baby steps, or you need to go get help, or both, really.
Wow. That was fantastic, Celeste.
Well, I'm sorry. You know how I can run on.
You feel better now, though, don't you?
I feel so relieved.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link. By the way, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanion.com, go to calbanion.com because right below the video down here, way down there, a few inches, you know what? All the links and the notes and more information about what we're going on about is located down there. And I'll put a link to a kind of a description of what 5PATH is about. You could also just go to www.5path.com, and it's 5PATH.com. All right, some other things also to build your, you know, readiness to go out there and do the work is, you know, go to NGH chapter and practice the techniques that you've learned. And we talked about, you know what, if you belong to an NGH chapter or other hypnosis practice group, and you're running out of things to do, let Celeste and me be your speakers for the day. Just play our video and then talk about it. Maybe you can have a discussion group on whatever we talked about that week. And we've got, now this is like the 94th or 95th or 96th, something like that, podcast we do. So you're never going to run out of stuff to talk about. So create an NGH chapter where you live. It could be anywhere in the world. We've got them everywhere. And then also any other kind of practice group like Celeste is talking about, just practice with your friends. And now here is a secret that a lot of people are connecting to right now. And that's a thing called accountability partners. You ever heard of that, Celeste?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever had an accountability partner?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. Thinking back in Houston, there was a couple of girlfriends and I, we got together to do that. And that works very well.
Good. Let me kind of describe what I mean by an accountability partner. Now, your accountability partner is not your boss. It's not someone that is in charge of you. And it doesn't even have to be another hypnotist. What you do is you get a friend or a colleague and you say, I want, will you do me a favor? And I will get on the phone with you once a week or twice a week. I just need someone to be accountable to. And what I'm going to do is each week I'm going to tell you my goals for that week. And then when we talk, all you got to do is say, well, how's it going on the goals? And also to share and to verbalize, to share what you've learned. So like, if I wanted to do something new or different or challenging, something I'd be hesitant about, I'd get myself an accountability partner. And then if it was, it could be that wants to do the same thing. And that's better if you both want to do the same thing, but it's not required. And then just once a week, sometimes just through email or on the phone, and then you just get together and share what you've learned, set your goals for the next week, and that's all there is to it. Is that pretty much the way you did it, Celeste?
Cal, you know what? I forgot all about the Balsam CD thing that I did. Remember that? The Balsam study group?
Yeah, that was amazing. 40 weeks.
Yeah, it took us like, what was it, almost 2 years to get through the Balsams, and we were accountable to each other to get through those. And we would have to listen to the Balsam CDs, the Banyan Online Supervision CDs, which are advanced techniques, and you can purchase these CDs when you go through the 5PATH program, and they're really amazing, and they're very in-depth. And there's a bunch of them. And so I bought the whole set, but I couldn't get myself to go through them. And I knew that a lot of the stuff on there was going to be my key to being really, really good at hypnosis. And so I invited people to come in and do a group with me where we listened on our own. And then we would get together, I think it was bi-monthly, and talk about what we'd learned. And then we set aside a little time just to talk about our practice, just to kind of just talk in general about anything about hypnosis we wanted to talk about. And people came and went for various reasons, but three of us hung on and we became so close, such good friends. And I want to say hello to Steve Gruber and Alexandra right now, Alexandra Bly, because those are my two good hypnosis pals. And then here recently, a lady by the name of Nancy Philpott in Austin and I have been meeting once a week on the phone. And so accountability programs, I'm so glad you mentioned that. You know, it's such a natural thing for me now. I forgot I was still doing it. But yeah, it's great.
You know, and those, let me tell you, if you're in the groove and part of the inner circle, you call them Bolsom CDs, but B-O-L-S-M, and it's the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting CDs. And what I did, one of the greatest frustrations, I think, for me is that I teach either a two-week course, 10 days, or a seven-day course. And I've taught a lot of people everything they know about hypnosis, but I've never taught anyone everything I know about hypnosis. And really, it was only the people that worked at our center, our hypnotherapists at our center, that really got to be with me, and because you go undergo weekly supervision if you're employed as a hypnotherapist here, and just to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And then one day I decided, I found about this technology where I could set up a virtual classroom on the internet. And then what I did is I had people subscribe to it, they paid to be part of that. And every, I think it was Monday, for 40 weeks, I got on there and I had the opportunity to finally talk at depth about certain topics, everything from insider tips, tricks, and techniques, the 100 plus most frequently asked questions in classes, inside techniques on how to do age regression, scrambled five path, all this kinds of stuff, even some kind of spooky stuff about spirit releasement therapy, and I had a guest speaker on that, and on and on and on. And anyone can get those, but you have to have at least the basic understanding of five path for them to really make sense. But you can get those on Hypnosis Center, hypnosis.org, or you can get it on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall, or you can just do a search for Banyan Online Supervision Meeting CDs, and you'll find them. But it's a really great way to get them. It's probably one of the things that our most successful graduates rave about most. We call it our externship program. A lot of people would like to have gone through an internship here, but they just can't. And so this is a really nice way to go into the deeper material. And of course, they're audio CDs, so you can play them over and over and over. How are we doing on time, Celeste?
Well, I think we need to wrap up now, but what good advice. I mean, I hope you'll take it, you know? I hope you'll really take this advice, because you're gonna get better and better and better. And it starts, you know, everything has a beginning. You just gotta do these things that we tell you to do, and you're gonna be a great hypnotist. You know, it does take time. This is a process. It's kind of like learning a language. If you've ever learned a language, you know, the first time you hear, hola, como esta, hello, how are you? You know, if you're learning Spanish, you know, it takes a while of hearing it and using it to get proficient at it, and then you own it. And so it's like that with hypnosis, too. I guess we should wrap up now, Cal.
Take it away.
Okay, I'm Celeste Hackett. Thank you so much for joining us. You can visit my website at familyfirsthypnosis.com too if you want to. It's pretty cool. And that's it for me, Celeste Hackett, here in Dallas, Texas, for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett. See you next time.
This is Cal Banyan. Make sure you go to hypnosis.org, go to hypnosiscenter.com. All my classes are there. And also check out our what is that program? Oh my gosh, what a terrible, this is like the thing that happened to you when you couldn't remember the name of the program. The affiliate program, make more money with your website. Danny is in charge of that. Everybody loves Danny. And also my secret weight loss project is now my secret add money to your hypnosis business project. And that's it, over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.